take this flocked wallpaper, and it's been stored in a roll for a long time, so the aim is to make it flat so that we can look at it effectively, and do that quite simply by pressing it between some blotters now.
And you were saying earlier that we can't use water with the flocked paper.
On that one, yeah, and we have to use quite a lightweight, which also means, because we don't want to compress the flocked fibres, which actually stand upright on their thin edge on the surface of the paper. So each one of these fibres is standing up on its own, like a little hair. It's attached very gently to the surface, so what you've got in the flocking is a series of little hairs like that. It's done with, it's quite a complicated process done by static to get the fibres to stand on the top, so it's a very expensive process when it was done originally. So it's
if you put a weight on it, it'll squash.
Yeah, we don't want to squash it and lose that sort of silky, velvety texture that you get from all those fibres standing up against one another. You get a very different look if you squash them down, you know, they're kind of like an animal hair or something like that. Be able to hold this down while I put another layer of blotter on, and then I think the weight of the blotter should be enough to hold it down.
So this is just two kind of heavy sheets of blotting paper that you've placed on top of it.
Yeah. Okay, and then I'm going to lift that piece of glass. There we go. And just leave that. Keep checking on it. I'll check on it tomorrow, and keep checking on it until it seems to have flattened down. It's just a question of time more than anything, so there we go.
And the other one, how will the other one, will the other one be flattened in the same way, or will you flatten?
Well, I'm going to use humidity for that. I think I might, depends on the medias. I have to check the stamps on the back there to make sure they're not going to sort of run in water, but I think I'll spray this with a very light spray. We use a dahlia spray in conservation, and that makes really small droplets of water which we can spray over the surface. And then, as you know, well, you've probably experienced, when you spray paper with water, it kind of unfurls and relaxes, and then we'll put it under a lightweight again and flatten it out there.